Welcome to another episode of the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi. I have a big stack of 45s tonight that I'm hoping to get through, so I'll keep the chatter brief. That was A Slow Fizz by The Motivations. Next up, People from Another World by The Jive 5. Bow, bow, bow.
With people from another world, and I'll save me.
Save
oh, save me.
Save
oh, save me.
Yeah, save me
from the people from another world. Well, my heart started beating as fast as it could be. I stood there shaking from my head to my feet. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do when a monster said,
"Which way, Fifth Avenue?"
I hollered, "Save me! Oh, save me! Oh, save me! Yeah, save me from the people from another world." Well, I shot down a corner, but my will fell, fell down on my knees to save my friend.
The broke his way through the window screen.
I holler, save me.
Save
oh, save me.
Save
oh, save me. Yeah, save me from the people.
people from another world. And kissing, then they all began to run. They raided the club and they took all the guards but me. Cause I was in a corner sipping a cup of tea. Ah, yeah. Huh. Drinking lager, some was having fun, some was hugging and kissing, then they all began to run. They raided the club and they took all the guys but me. Cause I was in a corner sipping a cup of tea. We'll be right back.
That was Backlash by the George Kerr Orchestra. And before that we had The Raid by Max Romeo on one's on Palma Records. Following up now with a track by The Status Quo. And this was their B-side to the follow-up single, the follow-up to their first hit single. And it's When My Mind Is Not Live, written by Rick Parfitt. And it's actually accidentally a good record. I particularly like the middle eight where they try to sound like Barra-era Floyd. And the producer, John Schroeder, does this his usual heavy-handed, wacky production. But it does work, and this is one of the Quo's strongest sides. Maybe not as strong as Flats, but it's up there.
Thank you.
apologies for that sticking there. I just picked that record up very recently. I thought I had dealt with the jam, but I guess I got to go back to it again and clean again. It was a very interesting version of a Scarborough Fair by Simon and Garfunkel, performed by Ken Charles and the Stereotones from Trinidad, I believe. The record is pressed in Barbados now. Not to put down the Barbadians, it's the first record I ever had to produce there, and it's a pretty rough pressing. I'm going to follow it up now with Denzel Lang and Larry MacDonald do Sucky Sucky, but it's not Sucky, it's really a version of Johnny Too Bad, made famous in the movie The Harder They Come. Let's hear it.
You still love me if you should ever see your mind. take me. I promised myself after the last romance that I wouldn't give it a second chance. They say if you seek, you're sure to find, and I know how true that is, 'cause the closer I get to you, baby, yeah, you're driving me clean out of my mind. I say, save me, somebody save me, yeah. Anybody save me, somebody save me. Those who love always get the most. We're crying together from coast to coast, 'cause love makes me cold and hurt inside. These tears of violence are just about to begging you to save me. Hey Lord, somebody save me. These tears of violence are justified. He never said he needed me. You abused my love, so set me free. You didn't need me, you didn't even want me. Somebody help me, and this man wants to tone me. Calling Kate Crusader, Green Hornet, Batman 802, anybody. I'm in so much trouble, I don't know what to do. Yeah, if you think anything about me, if you love me at all, if you love me at all, please now, please now, please now, please now, please now. I'll say, save me.
Save Me by Nina Simone, the Franklin cover, which I believe she took from a track called Help Me. And the riff is kind of based on the Gloria riff, that their own down down doom, which is interesting. Excuse this cough tonight, how the music goes around and around. Anyway, next up I'd like to play a track by someone, and I can't really tell you about this record. I do collect acetates and home recorded records, and this is a disc I picked up. So it's an audio disc blank, and all it says on it is side one, Richard Weisbrot, and it's unaccompanied singing in Hebrew. And I often come across these home recorded records, and usually musically they are really not interesting, but this one is better than a Glee Club singing You Are My Sunshine, so I decided I would feature it on the show tonight. But if anybody speaks, I'm assuming it's in Hebrew, I don't think it's in Yiddish, but if anyone knows it, knows the tune, can tell me anything about it, drop me a line.
ויעבור את הגלעד מאת מנשה, ויעבור את מצפה גלעד, וממצפה גלעד עבר בני עמון. Var je daar, je hebt ook net er. Laat je nooit waar je maar. Ik moet aan die tijd. Het benee aan bij die. We haar jij Asher jetzei, mit altei veitir lig prati, bishuvi vishalom, mit bnei amon, vehaya larenoi, vehaliti olam. Vaya avor yiftal, el bnei amon, Lehilachem bom, by its name Adonai be Yadav, by Akeim may Arover, Vyad Boachaminit Esrimim, Beyald Ovel Framim. Maka gedolam yod Vayikonu b'nei amon Mipnei b'nei Yisroel.
That was There Is a Time by James Brown and his Famous Flames. One side of probably the best, well, I think the best 45 he ever made. The other side of that is I Can't Stand Myself. It's an extraordinary piece of wax. Every time I see it, I pick it up. So I got about 6 copies now. I guess I could have dug out a better condition copy. Anyway, before that we had Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis doing Rhythm and Thing by Thelonious Monk. And I'm going to follow that up now with 2 tracks from an EP that I just picked up today. I was very excited to find more than half a dozen Hindustani records from Trinidad. And this the first track you'll hear is Panch Rang, musical director, and his director is Arvind Manekar. And the next is a sitar solo by Arvind Manekar. And that's on Battle Loop Records. I can't tell anything about it because I haven't been able to find anything on the interweb. It's so far proved ungooglable. Anyway, enjoy.
Thank you. thin reeds on tabla and khol. Lobha on khol, 4 beats.
Rocket Hall. If were only me, I'd send you on your way.
They didn't ask to come here, but they're begging you to stay. No, they didn't.
Well, that was Orville, and it was Miss Audrey Williams, Hank Williams' ex-wife. In case you're wondering why Hank drank, might give you a clue. That was "They're Begging You to Stay" by Audrey Williams. And before that, I'd switched up. I originally played the sitar solo, but that record was jamming. Like I said, I just picked up those records, and I was in a rush to get them on the show, so I really didn't clean them or review them as good as I could. So I quick flipped that over to Tabla and Cole Solo by Pandit Sudarshan Adhikari. Again, a Hindustani record made in Trinidad. I'm going to follow up the Miss Audrey there. Something a little less septic. And it's by Moon Mulligan doing a Colinda, the old Zydeco standard. He's doing a vocal version.
Don't say Colinda, how long don't say Colinda, he don't demand if I lie, paper for shale of deep bomb, say first the morning, don't say, to leave me far to lose, he don't demand if I lie, how long don't say Colinda. Linda was the sweetest girl in all the Bible land, and all the boys who danced with her tried to win her hand. Her mother always chaperoned with Linda every night. She didn't want no Cajun boy to hold her daughter tight. How long don't say Colinda, how long don't say Colinda, he told me Molly Pala, prepare for Sheila Beepum, say but the morning don't say to leave me far to do so. Lulu. Lulu.
Lulu. Listen. Listen. Lulu. Lulu. Lulu, child. Lulu, baby. Lulu. Lulu, honey. Will you listen? Lulu. Oh, Lulu, baby.
And, well, that novelty there was a track called Lulu at Willow Grove by Mac Hankin. And Willow Grove is local to me, a amusement park in the 50s, 60s, and 70s fell into a state of disrepair. But the other side of it is Life as a Lark, which I think they used to play. I can't remember. I saw something at the local library. They used to play that tune, Life as a Lark, when you went through the Tunnel of Love. So I guess they released a single of it, and I guess they had to have a B-side. So the B-side was that oddity there, and that was Lulu at Willow Grove. So I'd like to end the show. The clock has caught up with us with another local flavor tune. Well, sung by an Italian guy, Sergio Franchi. I think sung the love theme to The Godfather. And this is a song called Philadelphia with Love from the film Philadelphia with Love, produced by the Bell Telephone Company. And it was, I guess, the Chamber of Commerce and Bell got together to say, hey, 1972, let's make Philadelphia more attractive. Let's record this beautiful tribute to a beautiful city. And so that's what we're going to play out with tonight. Thank you for tuning in to the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi here on Radioactive International, Freeform Radio. And you can look us up, Freedom Fry Hi-Fi. It has a Facebook page. You can find us there. Friend me, see likes. I'll put up pictures of what I'm prepping to put on the show, kick in some feedback, what you'd like to hear more of, whatever. But enough of my yakking. Let's get to this beautiful tune about Paris by the Skookle. Goodbye.
Start out to tell about a special love affair. How does one explain what turns him upside down? Was it Rodin's kiss, a past that I had missed? Why I feel this way about Philadelphia, Philadelphia with love. It's a changing scene, a great metropolis, a village. Fountains filled with dreams, a pair of faded jeans. Cocktails after dark, a stroll through Fairmount Park, a concert just for two. That's Philadelphia, Philadelphia. Yeah.